Proclamation number 7658 of 28th of July, 1960. Truth not without love. People must strive towards me in all seriousness of their own accord. They must inwardly feel the need to unite with me. Then they will also be guided into right and true thinking and learn to distinguish truth from error. But as long as this serious will is missing, they cannot be given clarity, which is the right of the one who wants to reach me. The fact that so much error is widespread in the world is largely people's own fault because they did not observe the commandments of love and therefore my adversary entered their hearts, who mentally misled them and they did not recognize the error as such. And thus people will always be far away from the truth who live without love. But it will be bright in those who take my teaching of love seriously, who make an effort to live a life of love and therefore also awaken their spirit to life. Nevertheless, it is also difficult for them to free themselves from error as long as it is presented to them as truth by those who acknowledge them as leaders. Yet I only ever value their degree of love. If they sincerely desire the truth, it will be supplied to them. If they are unable to separate themselves from their previous knowledge, then they will one day come to enlightenment in the kingdom of the beyond in a flash. But their nature must always have shaped itself into love in order to attain the right realization. For I evaluate the way of life according to their love, and according to their love will be the degree of light in which they enter the kingdom of the beyond. And thus pure truth is the share of the one who changes to love. For my adversary has no power over this, and error is also recognized as such by him. In the last days before the end, love has grown cold among people. Therefore they will be receptive to everything that contradicts the truth, whereas they will oppose the truth and persecute every bearer of truth. And this is a sure sign of the end. Only a few live in love and only a few walk in truth. But the masses will always stand behind my adversary. Error will be accepted as a matter of course and not recognized as error. But then you should also know that the time is fulfilled, for this is the spiritual low, that my adversary has gained dominion over people and that they believe him, i.e., the one who fights against the truth because he is my adversary. The light fights against darkness, and the darkness is already so deep that the light has difficulty penetrating because people themselves prefer darkness. But anyone who desires light will also see its rays, for that is where I direct my ray of love light and it will strike people's hearts and touch them beneficially, and they will no longer want to miss the light. And this light is my word from above. The pure truth which everyone may receive who seriously desires it and who lives in love. Therefore, first make an effort to live a life of love, and you can be certain that I consider everyone according to his love. For anyone who has love is not in possession of the adversary, he belongs to me, and to belong to me also means to receive my light, whether on earth or in the spiritual kingdom. To belong to me means to be enlightened and to inwardly distance oneself from misguided teachings which my adversary has spread in order to separate people from me. But the loving human being recognizes me and strives towards me. And he will also reach me, for love unites him with me, love brings about the final union with me. And love also recognizes me as the eternal truth. Amen.